you're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan. Now, Pulang, hashtag Pulang Mengundi Sabah is an initiative to help Sabahan voters living outside the territory to return to cast their ballot in the state election this weekend. Now, this is a volunteer-run campaign. It was launched only last month, but has so far received close to 6,000 applications. It's crowdfunded more than 75,000 ringgit, which will allow some 215 voters to return to Sabah. Joining us on the show tonight, we have Aaron Dennison. He's a co-coordinator of Pulang Mengundi Sabah. Aaron, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. So begin a little bit with the backstory to this initiative. How did this initiative come to be and how did you come to be involved in it?
So it's basically started when our friend who is from Sabah, she's from Tawau, Zaria, she texted me the night when the EC announced the date of the election, the state elections. And then she said, we should do something that you did 2 years ago, which was Pulang Mengundi Mahasiswa during GE14. Then I said, okay, I mean, I had a similar thought as well after the announcement. So wait, let me sleep on it first, because it's a big thing that we're going to do. So let me sleep on it first. And then when I woke up the next day, I said, yeah, let's do it. So that's why I gathered Zaria, and I also gathered two of my friends who were involved in the GE14 Pulang Mengundi Mahasiswa as well. And then we sort of gathered the other few of other young students from UM, UMS, and also from UKM to sort of join our initiative.
Did you at that point initially understand just how big the scale of how many people wanted to return? Did you have a sense of actually this is an issue that a lot of people want to go home and vote, but they are not able to?
So, I mean, when we were discussing in the group, I mean, some of them called me, you're crazy, man. I mean, you're going to send how many people? And then one of our members said, bro, if we send one people, it still makes a difference. So that's how it all started. And then we weren't expecting to get as much as 6,000 applications, because initially when we didn't open the Google form yet, we had only like 10 applications. And then once we opened the Google form, and that's where it became like, it basically, you know, exploded.
Mm. Right, but okay, tell us a little bit what you understand is the magnitude of the problem. I understand you're looking primarily at the peninsula, you're also looking at Sabahans in Sarawak, or what are the limits and what are the actual numbers of potential voters in the other two territories who might want to return to Sabah?
So at the moment, at that time, you were only thinking of peninsula. And then eventually when we looked and started reading the applications, we said, okay, maybe there's also a need for Sarawak as well. And that somehow we sort of roped in and said, okay, let's also consider Sarawak as well. And in terms of the number of voters, or at least Sabahans in peninsula, I mean, I think the EC announced there were at least 200,000 voters in peninsula, Sabahan voters in peninsula. So at that time when we started reading the statistics, then we said, oh, okay, this is a lot. And how are we going to, I mean, if we're going to get this much of people, how are we going to manage them? Mm-hmm. But we set an initial target, which was only about, we were thinking of sending only about 25 people back.
Modest target. Very modest.
And also insignificant statistically to shape any kind of outcome. I mean, was that a, I mean, you're surely aware of that. I mean, is that something that bothered you? I mean, I know you said one person is good enough.
Yeah, yeah.
But that, and that's wonderful and symbolic and all that. But really, if it's not significant, why do it?
I mean, one thing was because I wanted to show, I mean, we wanted to show the Sabahan youths who are in peninsula that voting does matter. And I believe that everyone is fatigued by what has happened. Sheraton move. I mean, what happened in Sabah. So we don't want young people to get fatigued. And number three, I believe it was important for us young people to send out a message to 18, 19, 20-year-olds that are going to vote in the next elections. Although it's not gazetted yet, but once they start to vote, I mean, they should think that we should inspire them and say that, no, I mean, you shouldn't be tired of voting. It should be your responsibility.
Well, it's quite remarkable that if your initial target was 25, that, you know, now you're able to send 114, 15 people home to vote. Now, that's quite, congratulations on raising that money. That's quite interesting. What strikes me is that, you know, initially when you thought of this idea, you didn't realize that you'd be getting 6,000 applicants. And of those applicants, you had to streamline a few, right? And, you know, because you had conditions. Can you tell us more about that?
So we had a criteria. I mean, we had a long discussion about the criteria because we knew we were going to get some backlash. the first criteria was we were only considered, we considered funding those who aged between 21 to 35 okay. years old.
And so you had a strict age limit.
Strict okay. age limit, yes. We were ages, but not so ages. And then the second criteria is we will fund those who have a salary lower than 3,000 ringgit.
Okay. So it was means tested and there's an age limit. Okay.
Yep. And third, of course, they have to be registered under the SPR website as well.
So okay, tell us a little bit about the people, because I understand that you asked them for actually quite intimate details, their financial status, and then people volunteered other information about themselves as well. They told stories about themselves.
Yes. I mean, okay. Yeah, those were sad stories that we heard. I mean, we basically got like grassroots issues through emails. For example, we had one person who was, he sent us his salary slip. When we looked at it, it was 500 ringgit. It was, for me, it was very emotional. I couldn't focus the whole day. I felt that, I mean, we have a lot of people here, and I, being a young people, I'm so fortunate to where I am at now. Mm. And then for us to read those kind of stories, and then we also had a single mother who sort of just got divorced. I mean, she sent us her divorce certificate saying that, I mean, I need this money. I mean, I need to go back and I need to bring my daughter back home. So those were the grassroots stories that we got. And when we realized that were the grassroots stories, we decided, okay, let's up the numbers now. We need to up our game and try to push for more crowdfunding.
I don't mean to sound cynical, but maybe it's my role. Have you ever considered fraud? I mean, is this something that is in your mind, the back of your mind, that people might be making this thing, these stories up in order to get a bit of a handout?
Yeah, but once we got, I mean, the salary slip, I mean, once we got the letter, I mean, there are people who didn't send their documents and just say, oh, I want to vote. I mean, they just send their SPR slip and they say, oh, I'm eligible to vote, but there was no salary slip. So when that happened, we said, okay, maybe we should put them aside for a while.
Okay, well, then walk me through the process, because 6,000 applicants, you whittled it down to about 3,000 plus eligible applicants. And then you have now 14, 15 people that you can send home. How, Aaron, are you going to pick from the 3,000 eligible applicants?
So, like you said, 6,000 applications, and then we did a first screening, sifting process, and we brought it down to 3,441. Those were the ones registered as voters. And then we basically streamlined those who had documents, their salary slip, as well as the salary slip. Mm. So, and then after that, we got like to about 1,000 where fit all the criteria. And then the team decided the final criteria of how we're going to select them is based on the lower salary. So the lower salary until up to 3,000 ringgit. And to be honest, we haven't reached, we haven't exceeded 2,200 ringgit.
Wow. So the 200 over applicants that you're sending home do not earn up to 2,000 ringgit, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Aaron, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and continue this conversation about Pulang Mengundi Sabah. Stay tuned to Consider This.